Blog Talk Radio.
The aristocrat pulling rabbits from his hat. Oh well, I didn't know it worked like that. Sounds great until you do the math. And now people waking up, poking heads out of their stuff. What's an expensive turtle shell? It's probably just as well because, ooh, I don't want to be the machine powered by the American dream. Now the people want the truth, but the truth it can't be found. Well, it's just an artifact, and it's buried in the ground. And I know what to claim, just call it by its true name. Well, I never held a gun, but I gave it to your son. And I watched as it loaded to sleep with a hypnotic hum of the machine. Go ahead and tune me out, because you've got it figured out. You say you don't even watch the news, always giving you the blues. But if it was at your door, the cost of foreign war, tell me, what would you say yourself? Now you tell me to pretend that, and that we are not the machine.
Thank you for joining us this evening, and I want to thank Angie for helping me here tonight. We are live at the Blind Pig in Fort Collins, Colorado. Are you believing that? You all know about Fort Collins. We talk about it quite often, and I want to give a shout-out not only to Andy but to Kathleen. They have done me a tremendous favor this night. Like I said, we are at the Blind Pig, and welcome to Legacy Forum. This is Robert and Harry Shively, and Legacy Forum is brought to you with no commercials. It's our way of giving back. You know, Robert and I have been very fortunate, and it's our job, our duty, our mission to give back what we have learned and to help you lead a better life. We are here to let you know that your childhood dreams can come true. Now, you all know you can find us by dialing at 347-677-0699. You can find us on the internet by going to blogtalkradio.com. Now, as most of you know, I slave endlessly, napped a lot, and slept a whole lot. And this means I want to bring you things to know. So here we go. Things to know. Know this. No word in the English language rhymes with month, orange, silver, or purple. Know this. A dime has 118 ridges around the edge. Know this. A Russian court ruled that a teen who has been accused of theft can be treated as an adult based upon the size of his genital. Know this. When a female horse and a male donkey mate, the offspring is called a mule. You know, but when a male horse and a female donkey mate, the offspring is called a henny. Know this. A recent study at Harvard has shown that eating chocolate can actually help you live longer. Now, those are things to know for this week, and I'm not going to rest because I'm going to move right on to something that you all need to know, or at least I need to tell you. You know, Jim Rohn teaches us that the winds of change and circumstances blow on all of us. We have all experienced the blowing winds of disappointment, despair, and heartache. Why? Why then would each of us in our own individual ship of life all be getting at the same point with the same intended destination in mind arrive at such different places at the end of our journey? We have all been blown by the wind of circumstance. But what guides us to different destinations of life is determined the way we have chosen the different places to set our sail. Jim Rohn teaches us that it is the set of the sail that determines our path to life. The same circumstances happen to all of us. So we all have those challenges in life. We all have reverses and those moments in spite of our best plans and efforts, things just fall apart. Challenging circumstances are not events reserved for the uneducated or the destitute. The rich and the poor have the same challenges that can lead to financial ruin and personal despair. In the final analysis, it is not what happens that determines the quality of our lives. It is what we choose to do. We have struggled with the fail and to discover, after all of our efforts, that the wind has changed direction. When the wind changes, we must change. And therein lies the problem proposed. People, we must struggle to our feet and once more we set the sail in the manner that will steer us towards the destination of our own deliberate choosing. The set of the sail, how we think and how we respond, has a far greater capacity to square our lives than any chance we face. How quickly and responsibly we react to adversity is far more important than the adversity itself. And once we discipline ourselves to understand this important crucial fact of that, we will finally and willingly conclude that the great challenge of life is to control the process far on thinking. Learning to reset the sail with a changing wind rather than permitting ourselves to be flown in a direction we did adopt, we did not purposely choose, requires the development of a whole new discipline. It involves going to work on establishing a power philosophy that will help implement in a positive way all that we do, and what we think, and what we decide. If we can succeed in the worthy endeavor, the result will be a change in the course or income, a change of lifestyle, and a change of relationship. If we can only alter the way we perceive, judge, and decide the main issues of life, then we can dramatically change our lives. Jim Rohn reminds us that each of us has the power within to change. The skills necessary to accomplish all that we have achieved. You cannot change your destiny overnight, but you can change your direction overnight. Those are important. So if you view yourself as the master of your destiny or the captain of your ship, if you truly believe all that you have said, that you are the person you told your life to be, then I ask you to be mindful of your safety. You will study the blind vision. With a local establishment, a rocket establishment, mind vision, a deep that was open. One reason Robert and I can do this show, the biggest reason, is to give back and to let each of you know that you have the power, you have the knowledge, you have the skills necessary to open your own steps, to be anything you want to be. Tonight, Tina at the Blind Pig, won't you all come down and see? Tina has taken such good care of us. The Blind Pig here in Fort Collins, Colorado, is a testament to what you know, there are many types of business models. A lot of you know. But that's what I focus on giving time. It's my way of giving back and just teaching people about business, all that I've learned. What I've learned recently, the last couple of years, is that relationship marketing is the new entrepreneur business model. According to Harry Tim, relationship marketing is a viable economic model available to anyone truly seeking a better life. Harry Tim, if you haven't heard of him, he received his MBA from Harvard Business School, where he was a Baker Scholar and was elected to the Century Club for Leadership Excellence. Mr. Dent has written numerous books over the years, and in his book, The Great Room Ahead, he stood first, all alone, in accurately forecasting the anticipated boom of the 1990s. His books, The Roaring 2000s, The Next Great Bubble Boom, The Great Depression Ahead, The Great Crash Ahead, and its latest, the one I enjoy most, The Demographic Trend, provides insight into economic trends. His latest provides data that shows why we are facing a great deflation after 5 years of history. And what we can do about it. This book does more than five stats and analysis. Harry provides advice on how to protect you and your family. He provides financial analysis supporting relationship marketing as a sustainable growing business model. He provides insight into relationship marketing and why this model alone is good for our country and good for economy. So I believe
Relationship marketing is a pyramid scheme. Either have an agenda of their own to keep others from building their dream life, or people hiding from themselves and hoping they are not found. We need to enlighten people that relationship marketing is a truer form of capitalism than the modern corporation. It's one of the most misunderstood business models available to us. You know, trading your life for dollars so someone else can live their dream is the business model most Americans accept. But I ask you, is this really what you want? If not, if you know there is something more for you, if you know that you can make it in your own business, if you believe that there is more to life, if you believe that you can be your own boss, I ask you, do yourself a favor and research network marketing. The reason people are so successful in relationship marketing is because they don't have this 40-40 rule that doesn't work. They believe in their own talent and ability, and they believe capitalism is the best form of freedom. Some people, too many people, matter of fact, have lost the fear of the people.
The tools they need to overcome some of the hardest obstacles.
marketing teaches us that, you know, we actually do have control over our people. And given the right opportunity, we can exceed our wildest expectations. We don't have to answer for a set of your very thoughts. We can truly control our Harry reminds you not to think about your career or job or job description. Well, Harry did remind you to find your mission in life and make that a sustainable difference, a delivery that the life will remember. That is the big part. All these people that create change for the bottom line. But democratic lift reminds us of what this and the point of this change. And to survive the process, you need to shift. You need to adapt accordingly. You know, even Harvard MBAs recognize that the economic shift favors working class Americans. The problem is, sometimes I just shout out, wake up, America. And that's my bit on this. Can you hear me any better, baby?
Actually, I really can't. The internet is doing a whole lot better than
that. I can't hear you now on this phone. I don't know what happened. I do know that I asked Andy to call in to verify that someone could hear me. He said he could. So I don't know whether it's just, you know, our phone or what.
I say carry on and we'll take it one
day. Would you like to go to a commercial break and play some music? Why don't you play some Amy Hendrix? I would love to hear Amy Hendrix.
Love's born melancholy. It always surrounds me. It's easier to be blue when your eyes always match your moon. But it's not fun to dance to. It's worse to romance too. I've got to change it, rearrange it, and teach my rock how to roll. Well, here we go. Here we go, yeah. Well, I've been praying to the rock god. Gonna bring in the big dog. See if they can help me to groove. Well, I've been talking to Jimmy, Jabu and Janice. Story I spoke to Lennon too. The outtake girl, do your thing. Let it wheel, let it ring. Free the beast from the cage. Walker's music's divine, and it's a free state of mind. It means everything. It's all I dream about. Well, it took me too long to figure it out. Okay, yes. Got the bass and the horn. Well, the drum is on time. You got a drink and I got a smile. If I can only remember the line. Well, it's all I dream about. Well, it's only a dream if you don't let it out. Okay, yes. gods, gonna bring in the big dogs, see if they can help me to grow. Well, I've been talking to Jimmy, jiving with Janice, so I spoke to Lennon too. See, I'll take girl, do your thing, let it, we let it rain, free the beast from the cage. All this music's divine, and it's a free state of mind. It means everything.
You know, most of it, most of the time, you know, this is all a learning experience, and Robin and I are developing ourselves. And most of the time, we speak of self-development as a mental improvement, you know, patience, understanding the greater meaning of life, and you know, looking at each trial and tribulations as a learning experience. But tonight, I want to share some information I read about cancer treatment. You know, too often times we believe that, you know, the doctors they know it all, but not always necessarily true. You know, they're human beings, and they learn just like we do. And you know, I'm not a doctor, and I never even played one on TV. So the information I'm about to relate to you is just some medical information I read. So if you're going to take it and you're going to do something and investigate it and learn on your own, consult with your personal physician before taking any actions or accepting my translation of what I've read. I'm just here to provide some information that hopefully will make your life better. It is information that I found fascinating, and I want to relay to you because it really has changed my mind on some perceived medical treatment that I thought was advanced. You know, each of us must assume responsibility for our own health. We do. But genetics plays an important part. We cannot receive do-overs on genetics. What we are is, you know, really what we are. Our makeup is our makeup. The most accurate and recent information is the best way to take care of yourself. And so I want to pass off information I've learned. Cancer plays an all-too-familiar role in the lives of many people, and we just recently lost a friend of ours to cancer, so I was intrigued by this article. John Hopkins released some very important information concerning cancer treatment. There may be, and I'm not saying there is, but there may be a viable alternative to chemotherapy. So here is some very important information I want to pass on to you. You know, we recently lost a friend to cancer, and she went through a lot of chemotherapy and changed my mind a little bit. You know, every person has cancer cells in the body. I mean, these cancer cells do not show up in standard tests until they have multiplied to a few billion. When doctors tell cancer patients that there are no more cancer cells in their bodies after treatment, it just means the tests are unable to detect the cancer cells because they have not reached the detectable size. So be careful of the term that too often we use, cancer-free. When a person's immune system is strong, the cancer cells will be destroyed and prevented from multiplying and forming tumors. I did not know that. When a person has cancer, it may indicate the person has multiple nutritional deficiencies. This could be due to genetic, environmental, food, and lifestyle. Changing diet and including supplements may strengthen the immune system. Chemotherapy involves poisoning the rapidly growing cancer cells and also destroys rapidly growing healthy cells in the bone marrow, gastrointestinal tract, and it may cause organ damage like liver and kidneys and heart. So not only does chemotherapy cause damage to cancer cells, it also causes damage to the healthy cells. Radiation, while destroying cancer cells, also burns, scars, and damages healthy cells, tissues, and organs. When the body has too much toxic burden from chemotherapy and radiation, the immune system is either compromised or destroyed.
Hence, the person can succumb to various kinds of infections and complications. That's an important point to remember. Chemotherapy and radiation can cause cancer cells to mutate and become resistant and difficult to destroy. Surgery can also cause cancer cells to spread to other sites. I never knew that. Surgery, the very thing trying to save your life, can spread the cancer cells. Meat protein is difficult to digest and requires a lot of digestive enzymes. Undigested meat remaining in the intestines will become purified and leads to more toxic buildup. Cancer cells, the walls of cancer cells, have a tough protein covering. By refraining from eating meat, it frees more enzymes to attack the protein walls of cancer cells and allows the body killer cells to destroy the cancer cells. These are things I did not know. Your diet makes a very, very important factor in treating cancer. Cancer is a disease of the mind, the body, and the spirit. A proactive and positive spirit will help the cancer warrior become a cancer survivor. Anger, unforgiving, bitterness, they all put the body in a stressful and acidic environment. Our emotions are more harmful than we can ever imagine. So we need to learn how to have a loving and forgiving spirit, enjoy life for what it is, and look at the rainbows instead of, you know, worrying about the thunderstorms. Learn to enjoy and relax in this life. Cancer cells cannot thrive in oxygenated environment. Did y'all know that? Cancer cells cannot thrive in an oxygenated environment and exercising daily. Deep breathing, as Robin has taught me a lot at yoga, deep breathing helps to get more oxygen down to the cellular level. Oxygen therapy is another means employed. You know, it's been suggested an effective way to battle cancer is to starve the cancer cells by not feeding it with foods it needs to multiply. Doctors don't seem to tell us these things. Medical research reports cancer cells feed on sugar. Sugar is a cancer feeder. By cutting off sugar, it cuts off one important food supply to the cancer cells. Milk. Milk causes the body to produce mucus, especially in the gastrointestinal tract. Cancer feeds on mucus. By cutting off milk and substituting with, you know, like unsweetened soy milk, cancer cells will starve. Cancer cells thrive in an acid environment. A meat-based diet is acidic. So it's best to eat fish, a little chicken rather than beef or pork, because meat also contains antibiotics, growth hormones, and parasites, which are also all very harmful, especially to those fighting cancer. A diet made of 80% fresh vegetables and juice, whole grains, seeds, nuts, and fruits helps put the body into a better alkaline environment. We should learn to avoid coffee and tea and chocolate, all that with high caffeine. Green tea is a better alternative, and it also has cancer-fighting properties. So it appears that John Hopkins, that informed us, have let us know that we should pay attention to what we put into our body and our emotions involved. An angry soul, someone who's always stressed, someone who's angry or mean or hateful or hates the world, somehow that's harmful to our body and produces that stress, produces hormones. That does not help us fight cancer. So watch your emotions and watch what you eat. I hope this provides some insight, and I hope that the information will assist you in living a better life. Please please do your own research and find out for yourself to report on John Hopkins. If you wanted more information, contact us at legacyforum@yahoo.com. Remember this, if you want more, you must become more. Well, we're going to have a shorter version tonight, but because I'm walking up, and I think it's kind of cool, I'm walking up and down the street to Fort Collins. Now, people are looking at me crazy because I'm walking around with a headset on, got paper in my hand, so I wanted to make sure I got some of the information right, John Hopkins. It's not something I want to ad-lib, but I'm walking up and down the street, and people are looking at me like I'm crazy, but I'm not so sure that's different. So, Robin, do you know what time it is?
Weird news.
You know, an Alabama minister posted an Adolf Hitler quote alongside a Bible verse on a billboard aimed at helping at-risk children. Posted near an Auburn shopping mall, the billboard features five smiling children. Written in playful child scrawl, the Hitler quote reads, "He alone who owns the youth gains the future." The statement comes from a 1935 speech encouraging German youth to join the Nazis. Below it was a verse from Proverbs, "Train up the child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not part from it." So I guess you can add biblical scripture to Adolf Hitler and get away with it. So that's what I have
to say about your news.
Well, I'd like to thank you all for joining this evening. And again, we are live in Fort Collins. I'd like to thank the Blind Pig and Tina for being such a great hostess tonight. And I really want to make sure that Andy and Kathleen, and thank them for helping me out tonight. So now go out there, as Robin would say, now go out there and make someone else happy for music. Thank you. Awesome. Thank you so much.
The earth and the sky passes us by. See how time touches everything. I'm dreaming of kings and secular things, and I'm wishing the waters run dry out of my mind. I know I'm craving innocence, and we, well, we nip at the heels while spinning our deals. We can't claim innocence, no. To the past and cover my tracks, just to travel through space and time. You with the moon by your side have nowhere to hide. As the dawn brings a fire alive and ignites the sky, so try to found innocence in the wild. They just sit by and they die. They can't claim innocence, no. Beautiful. is the love that can bring, well, just 1 ounce of innocence alive, and then